Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished ministers, it is a great honor for me to participate in and address the Assembly at a critical juncture for the global health. Let me first of all outline a snapshot of the national health system reform during past several years. The most important step towards securing enjoyment of health rights in the country was the launch of Universal Health Coverage Program in 2013. Which was recognized as a roadmap of the country's health system development. The program was initiated in response to the survey, according to which over 70% of the total healthcare expenditures were out-of-pocket payments, which was the leading cause of the household impoverishment. Currently, up to 500,000 citizens are beneficiaries of private insurance packages, and the rest of population is secured with a basic package of routine and emergency in and outpatient clinical care, including oncology and maternity services. Initial findings of the UHC review supported jointly by WHO, USAID, and World Bank indicated that over 80% and 96% of program beneficiaries are satisfied with the primary health care and the hospital-based services, respectively. The finding has been an important reassurance that the health policy of the country is moving in the right direction. After the launching of the program, utilization of the inpatient and outpatient services has been increased and reach the recommendable indications for the developing countries defined by the World Bank. I would like to specifically bring your attention to the Hepatitis C Elimination Project, HCV, an unprecedented public-private partnership project emerged as a result of close cooperation between the Ministry of Labor, Health and Social Affairs of Georgia, the U.S. Center of Disease Control, and Gilead Science. In this regard, it is noteworthy that the government in 2014 declared an intention to eliminate hepatitis C in the country through universal access to diagnostics and treatment for HCV and took critical steps towards achieving the goal. The first step was increased access to interferon-based treatment, where Georgia, through pooled procurement, achieved 60% price reduction for the high-cost medicine. Another important step forward was the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between the government and the U.S. pharmaceutical company Gilead Science on April 21st this year, which aims to eradicate the hepatitis C infection in Georgia through increased accessibility to all HCV genotypes medications. Georgia was selected as a model country to eliminate hepatitis C at a national scale due to a number of factors, including size of the country, high prevalence of hepatitis C infection in general population, Georgia's strong commitment towards elimination of HCV, and successful reforms undertaken by the government in 2013-14, out of which the Universal Healthcare Program is worth mentioning. Hepatitis C elimination program in the first phase will treat approximately 5,000 patients with Gilead, Sovaldi plus interferon and ribavirin. Later this fall, Sovaldi will be substituted by another Gilead medicine, Harvoni, which does not need to be administered with interferon or ribavirin. The goal of the program is to treat approximately 20,000 patients per year for the next several years. Distinguished delegates, another notable achievement of the country in the healthcare field is Georgia's engagement in the Global Health Security Initiative from February last year, which aims to create an infectious disease-free world. Within the frame of 11 action packages of the Global Health Security Agenda, Georgia is the leader in real-time surveillance action package and participant of national laboratory systems and zoonotic disease action packages. Last year, during the Global Health Security Summit, Georgia has been declared as a model international partner country. Finally, I would like to mention that the increased state funding for maternal and child health and simplified access to the health quality services played a key role in reduction of the child and maternal mortality rate. In conclusion, I would like to wish you all a successful and fruitful assembly. Thank you very much, Mr. President.